Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Project, where I make memories come back to life once again. Today, I'm here with my mother, Diane, who has been a great inspiration to me, who I have many memories of my childhood. Today, we're here to talk about hers. I hope y'all enjoy.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine. Thanks for asking.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Houston, Texas.
Do you have any memories that stand out to you from your childhood?
Memories from my childhood? Well, I'm trying to think what really stands out. I went to a private elementary school, and I remember that we still had the trains, actually passenger trains, and the passenger train took us to Stephen F. Austin State Park. And so we rode the train to right around Sealy area, and then we went to the park and had a great time there, and I got to see the log cabin and things like that. It was very nice.
Who did you look up to during your youth?
During my youth, I wanted to be like President John Kennedy. I looked up to him very much.
What was school like for you?
I enjoyed school, but I was often a loner sometimes. I didn't really have a lot of friends, but I enjoyed learning. I spent a lot of time in the library, and it allowed me to dream of faraway places and to really realize there was a world outside my own little community.
In your opinion, what leads to a long life?
Well, I think obviously the most important thing to lead to a long life is to realize that life doesn't make a lot of sense outside Jesus and the church he founded. And once you understand that, life starts to make sense. You don't always like what happens to you in life, but it gives a foundation for your life.
Do you remember your first car?
Yes. I never really owned a car until I was probably in my 30s. The first car I had was really my mother's car, and we didn't have a lot of money because my dad had died when I was a teenager. So I would take my mother to work, and then I would drive the car to the University of Houston where I was going to school, and then I would come pick her up in the 5 or 5:30 after classes, and then we'd go home together.
What is something different that you see today that you didn't see in your younger years?
Well, obviously the internet. I didn't see the internet at all, and now we can't live without it. We certainly didn't have cell phones, and we certainly didn't have GPS. So it's amazing that I ever got from point A to point B without a GPS.
What is something the same you see today that you also saw in your younger years?
I think that there are a lot of traditions that are the same. I think that there are some things that will never change. For example, we still have Christmas trees. There's a lot of things that are going to always remain the same because they bring a sense of stability. Man needs stability. And that gets into the whole idea of tradition and why that's very important.
What is your favorite holiday?
Honestly, I like Thanksgiving because I like the harvest time. It's kind of when I was going to school, that was like the fun, the exciting part of school was the fall time, the leaves changed. Wow. It was always the best time.
Do you have any family traditions that you felt brought your family closer together?
My family is very German, and because of that, I think the tradition was that we went to the cemetery in the little town where my grandparents lived, and we put flowers out there, and it was very interesting as a little girl to walk around the cemetery and see all the German names and to see they were born in some place in Germany.
What was your favorite Christmas gift you received?
Probably a Chatty Cathy doll.
And when was that?
When I was about 8 years old.
What was your favorite Christmas gift you gave?
I think when I lived in Thailand, I shipped a box of gifts to my family that were made by Thai craftsmen. They were made by lepers at the leper colony. There was a leper colony there, and there was a hospital to treat the lepers. And I gave an activity scene and set and bowls and different things like that that they had made, that the lepers had made. And I felt really good about sending that back to the States.
What was your first job?
My first job was working at Luscombe Public Library.
How old were you?
19.
And to top it off, it's cereal soup.
No, cereal is not a soup.
Thank you for your time. This was Eagles Broadcasting. Come back next time. Bye.